Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans, here on a Saturday. You know what day of time it is. It is time for Busted Open. I'm your weekend host, Ryan McKinnell, and joining me on this podcast edition of Busted Open, you know him, you love him, it's the one and only world's strongest man,
That's my tag team partner.
Here today, Mark Henry. And Mark, we got a really stacked show for everybody out there for this podcast edition. Some unfortunate news in the WWE world. Bayley being injured, out for the next 9 months. But on this show, we give her her flowers, Mark Henry, because few were more valuable to this company, to the entire world of pro wrestling during the pandemic, than Bayley.
She did a hell of a job holding the banner up for women's wrestling while the pandemic was going on. And it just hurts my soul that now that people are coming back next week, she's going to miss that. And I'm hoping that she heals up fast, just so we can see somebody kick her ass, because she's been mean and hateful, and she deserves a whooping. And her getting hurt keeps her from getting one. And I want her to heal up so she can hurry up and get back.
More stuff on our thoughts on Bayley and her injury. And we give an update on who will be facing Bianca Belair for her title, all that and more inside. And as well, come on, Mark, it wouldn't be a Saturday show here on Busted Open if we didn't give the fans out there our weekly winner for the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. And Mark, for the way it's been for many weeks over the pandemic, this was a really tight race, and you and I have differing weekly winners this week, so the fans definitely got to tune in for that. Enjoy your Saturday with some of Busted Open's finest here on the podcast edition. Enjoy, friends.
Live from the Sirius XM studios in New York City, this is Busted Open. Your only destination for daily pro wrestling talk in the entire world. From the independent scene to the main event of WrestleMania, no one covers pro wrestling like Busted Open.
Eddie Guerrero was Busted Open.
Hot topics, breaking news, and interviews with some of the biggest names in the game.
Busted Open.
A show designed for the fan, by the fan. Old school.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
Meets new school.
Has betrayed WCW.
Oh my God!
Busted Open.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Live now.
That's what I do.
And now here are your hosts, Ryan McKinnell and WWE Hall of Famer Mark Henry.
Yeah, let's get it, pro wrestling fans. Here on a Saturday, you know what damn time it is. It is time for Busted Open Radio. I'm your weekend host, Ryan McKinnell, and joining me as my tag team partner, as he does every Saturday down in the great state of Texas, you know him, you love him, he's a Hall of Famer, he's an Olympian, and he is one of Busted Open's finest, the one and only world's strongest man, Mark Henry. Happy Saturday, Mark.
Happy Saturday, man. Look, I need you to do two things for me. Number one, I need you to keep sending me those photos of food that you have been sending me. It is food porn at the highest level. And the number two thing I need you to do, and this is really important, really, really important, stay inside.
Oh, buddy.
Please.
Oh, no. Yeah.
From what I'm reading, there are temperature changes in Las Vegas right now that are historical.
Yeah,
and that's saying something for the desert. You mean to tell me that it's hotter in the desert than it's ever fucking been?
History, Mark. All-time history.
Holy cow!
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
I can't get it.
Yeah, no, it's been,
okay.
Listen.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to add this. Try to make this simple math. It's the desert. It's been the desert for thousands of years. It's hot. It's hotter than it's ever been in the desert. Equals carry the negative two. Hot.
AF. Hot AF.
Hot A. Damn. That's unbelievable, man. Like, well, how are you dealing with this?
What do you mean? It's hot like back when I used to live in South Bend. During the winter, it's a snowstorm. You don't go out. It's 117 degrees. Limit all exposure to anything outside your house or car. Mark, you've been seeing the pictures. I've been in casinos. I've been in restaurants. I've been living the life, baby. Vegas is back. The city is packed. I was at Chappelle last Saturday. I went and saw Bruno Mars last night. We got the McGregor fight going down tonight. And Mark, you go ahead and check your phone because before the show started, and I'm not bullshitting Nation, we will get into the pro wrestling here in a minute. Before the show started, 1 minute before the show started, somehow we got into a conversation about Cracker Barrel because Mark's out in Texas and he's staying next to a Cracker Barrel. Andre asks a question, Cracker Barrel or Golden Corral? We move on from Cracker. We easily pick Cracker Barrel. I'm just saying, these are the type of conversations we're having right before the show starts. Now, Mark, you said send those food pictures. If you check your phone right now, which I just saw that you did on the Zoom, I sent you before the show started the meal I had before Bruno Mars last night. You see that? You see the Brussels sprouts?
Damn.
You see that boat? You see that bone in New York with the béarnaise sauce? You see that chocolate cream pie for dessert? Shout out Bivette's. Woo! Fire.
Holy
Fuego.
Holy cow.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Wow.
Three more hours.
I want to thank you. I apologize for anything that I might have said about you in my life. Like that right there was worth the price of admission. Damn, so you're not hungry right now. If you ate that meal 6 hours ago.
It was like 10. But no, I'm still relatively full. I got some fruit next to me. I got some strawberries and raspberries. I'm ready to go. We got 3 hours ahead of us, and yes, I still do have some New York strip bone-in sitting in my stomach. I'm loaded up. I got enough hours of sleep to spend the next 3 hours with you, Mark, chopping it up in the week that was in pro wrestling. And, of course, we got a lot to get to over SmackDown as well.
So
weekly winner coming up in hour three. And, Mark, coming up in hour two, talk a little Conor McGregor. A little crossover with pro wrestling, getting to this fight a little bit that's going down in Las Vegas. But, Mark, we start the show a little bit of a somber note. You guys didn't get to talk about it yesterday on Friday's show. News breaking after the Friday show yesterday. And a really sad bit of news for one of the MVPs of this pandemic, Mark. Bayley, obviously, of the WWE. Bayley, them announcing yesterday that Bayley suffered an injury. I believe a torn ACL is what it was. Up to 9 months is what it looks like now, Mark. And just a really a huge bummer for the pro wrestling world. A huge loss for SmackDown and a huge loss for fans for the next foreseeable future.
Yeah, I mean, that always sucks, especially she was a war horse during the pandemic. And she was able to keep the business afloat, keep it going, build up younger talents. I think that she is partly responsible for the growth and the success for Bianca Belair. The list goes on of the people that she's been in the ring with. And for this to happen now, when the live fans come back, it damn sucks. Because she is a live performer. She is a performer, period. But I would put her in the top 10 of all of men and women and performers, and now we're going to lose her for 9 months. So the announcement was made, like you said, yesterday, and we got to suck it up and take it. But you know what, man? Thoughts and prayers go out to her, and I know she's going to come back strong.
Well, you definitely saw the outpouring of love and respect from the various members of the roster, even some non-WWE roster folks chiming in and sharing their well wishes for Bayley. The announcement made via social media, but Bayley also showing up on SmackDown last night. We have some audio for the nation out there in case they missed Friday night SmackDown. Here's a little bit of what Bayley had to say about her injury and what the next few months are going to be looking like for the former champ. This is Bayley.
I know what you're thinking, and you're thinking that this sucks because you wanted to see the longest reigning SmackDown Women's Champion in history regain what's rightfully hers. To walk into Money in the Bank and beat Bianca Belair once and for all and take back my title. But now I'm hurt. And now that I think about it, that's not what you're thinking. You don't care at all. You don't care that I'm hurt, that I did this to get better for Money in the Bank, that I did this to be the best, that I did this for you. So this, yeah, this is all your fault. This is all your fault. And I don't give a damn who they put in my place because they're not as good as me.
Bayley last night on Friday night SmackDown. Mark, we will get who is facing Bianca Belair at Money in the Bank coming up here shortly. We'll tell the nation about that and dive into that. But you hear Bayley last night addressing the WWE Universe. Nice way to stay in the not so good graces of the fans. I like that.
You know what, man? You gotta give her credit where credit is due. She could have easily went the sympathy route.
Yeah.
She could have easily just played it like, you know, feel sorry for me. Boo-hoo. Not her. Like I said, she's a master performer, and she kept it 100, and she will be back in 9 months, and she told the crowd that it was your fault. you have to assume all the blame because she was doing it for you.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you're not wrong. That was a great way to approach it from Bayley. And listen, you, Mark, you talk about the sympathy ploy, right? Like she could have easily played that. You're absolutely right because, as you mentioned, really to start this whole thing off, and I think it's the real travesty. I mean, the injury sucks, right? It's a terrible injury. It's one that's going to take, you know, some rebuilding from. 9 months is no joke. We know that Bayley is at the top of the food chain, supremely talented, is going to be able to bounce back, right? But it's the timing of this, Mark, that sucks so badly that we're a week away. You hit on it. We're a week away from the return of fans. Bayley, arguably the MVP for this company throughout the pandemic, at least one of the MVPs, no question.
Right there with the Hurt Business.
I would, and right there with Roman Reigns, right? Hurt Business, Roman Reigns, Bayley. Yeah, it's been, you know, there's been a select few that have really been putting the WWE over the top during the pandemic. I mean, I don't want to slight the roster. The whole roster has been doing a great job because obviously we're operating in historic times, right? But here's another thing, Mark. Remember, well, shit, man, when this show debuted, the Saturday show I'm talking about, after the very first Friday night SmackDown on Fox, that was basically our lead in. SmackDown's going to Fox. We start doing the Saturday show. Mark, the Bayley that we're living today, right? This heel version of Bayley began basically at the birth of SmackDown. And Mark, we were vehemently against this heel turn. We thought it was terrible. We were like, they need to pivot immediately. It's not going to work. It doesn't fit. We were hard on Bayley, and she made,
we were more, what we really were was wrong.
Dead wrong.
Because she is such a talented performer that she was able to take it and run with it. And not only run with it, but do what very few people, not women, not men, people in wrestling have been able to do. As a heel, she went a calendar year as champion from bell to bell. Bro, that's not easy to do.
No, it's not.
I mean, just the ability to stay healthy is one, to be available to the company. And to go from being a monster babyface that we all said, look, she's an inspiration of Izzy and every little girl like her.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you stop that? I mean, when I heard her music and you got the wavy thing, like, man, I was in. I was like, man, let's go. But it was the way and the abruptness in which she became a heel, cutting the wavy things down, cutting her hair, going in and being belligerent. And I wanted her to be a heel. And I talked to her about being a heel. We have to get her on the show now that she's going to have some time on her hands. Next week, you know, I'm making my calls as soon as this show is over.
And we can apologize to her.
And we can apologize and be humble, because she definitely humbled me, because I was mad that I thought they jumped the gun. I want you to become a heel later, grizzled in your career, not like in the middle of your prime when you're already over as hell as babyface. Like, come on, man. But nonetheless, she'll tell you when she gets on this show, I always said, you know, you're gonna make your most money as a heel. And I guarantee you, she made more money in this pandemic than she did at any point in her career.
Well, Mark,
and then that's what it boils down to.
You talk about what she did for Bianca Belair. I mean, that can't be overstated.
No, not at all. And even though Sasha Banks is over as she is, like, mm-hmm. they played off each other through this pandemic in a way that, man, what would they have done without them? I mean, I know that there's other people, and the other people will step up, and, you know, there's, you know, competitive Asuka and Charlotte, and the list sure. goes on, but they were historically good, man. Like, the Bayley and Sasha Banks feud was probably the best feud in women's history. And that's saying a lot with all of the things that have gone on in the history of women's wrestling.
And the exciting part, World's Strongest Man, it's not over. That's
it's
the
not
cool part.
Over. And they're young.
Yep.
They're like middle 20s. Like, they got another 10, 15 years.
It's exciting.
Holy hell. What an exciting time we're living in. And you know what, man? I'm not going to get the boo-boo face that she's gone. Because, you know, once she has the surgery, she's going to be able to walk kind of normally in about 3 months. So she's going to have around 5 months of rehab time to walk around. She can go on vacation, man. She can go walk the pyramids. She can go to the south of France. She can go to Kamloops, British Columbia. She can go to Africa. She can do whatever she want to do now. That's the birthright of a pro wrestler. The only time you get vacation is when you're hurt. So enjoy your vacation. True. Have a ball. Send me a postcard. I want to see it. I really do. I want her to enjoy herself.
Come to Vegas, but bring lots of water, sunblock, and really, 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 really good AC. Really good AC.
Don't go to Vegas. AC, I don't. not for a couple of weeks. Let this heat die down. Damn, y'all need a cold front.
I would say, hey, Mark, don't take business away from my city. Don't tell people not to come to Las Vegas. But, Mark, I've been out on the strip for, like, the last 8 weeks. I mean, I took that little break with you down in Austin. This place is a madhouse. So, yeah, you know what? Maybe don't come to Vegas for a couple weeks. Let's have a breather. America, you are putting it on us out here in the desert. But you know what? It's a good problem to have. A lot of chaos in Las Vegas. We're going to be getting to that as the show goes along. Look ahead to SummerSlam a little bit. Rumors about one John Cena. Yeah, we'll hit on that as well. But when we come back, we're going to tell you, Nation, who is replacing Bayley against Bianca Belair. That announcement made last night on SmackDown. Stick around for that. You know the deal. 877-344-4893. 877-FIGHT93. It's busted open.
Hi, this is Adam Schein, host of Schein on Sports on Mad Dog Sports Radio. The Adam Schein Podcast is back for another football season. I'll give you my passionate, hard-hitting opinions every week, including picks against the spread and fantasy football advice, all while talking to the biggest guests in all of sports. We talk to celebrities, media personalities, diehard football fans on a weekly basis. It's the Adam Schein Podcast, new episodes every Tuesday. You can listen to the podcast anytime on the SiriusXM app, iTunes, Pandora, and Stitcher.
The landscape of pro wrestling is evolving, which means more options for fans.
So many activities!
Mark Henry and Ryan McKinnell are here to answer the difficult questions. What was the best show this week?
If you ain't first, you're last.
The week's over, so get over. This is the Busted Open Weekly Winner.
Yeah, if you ain't first, you're last. It is a Saturday and it is hour three. It's Busted Open's weekly winner for the week of, I don't know, July 4th through July 9th. I don't know how to do this. It's the weekly winner for this week, Mark. You know the damn deal, where we give the wrestling fans out there, the nation, our best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. And as we say, if you ain't first, you're last. Bro, I went back and watched Talladega Nights for the first time in probably 10 years. I don't know. It'd been a while since I'd seen that movie. Oh my God, is that a hilarious movie. Featuring your buddy,
Michael Clark Duncan.
Since passed. Yeah, Michael Clark Duncan, a huge pro wrestling fan, Mark.
I almost cried watching that not long ago. I was flipping the channels.
Man.
And he was trying to pry the knife out of Will Ferrell's leg with the other knife.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
What in the hell are y'all doing? Like, I mean, I just laughed. Like, it was, that's really a good, feel-good laugh classic. Movie. It's a classic, yes. Man. That's the only way you can put it. If you haven't seen it lately and it's been a couple of years, like, tune it on. Like, you'll be, you'll feel good afterwards. Matt Riddle. And we talked about this earlier, is, in my opinion, nobody has done what he's done as an individual on the show since John Cena left.
What do you mean when you say that?
I mean, his promos, the backstages, like everything that he's involved in, the shit. He made me laugh so hard, man, I almost spit my drink out when he was on the ladder. And he said, man.
That was pretty funny.
I'm high up here. I'm high. And just like all of that stuff and the way that he sold in the match with AJ and Amos clubbing him in the ankle and him selling that foot and trying to make himself go. Like it was just so much incredible stuff that happened in the storytelling. And there's nobody else there that's doing that. He is the guy. And why not put a little bit more of an edge on him? Even though I know in my heart of hearts, and this is no conspiracy theory, Fox wants everything good, everything that's positive, everything that's going to draw numbers.
Sure.
Fox wants it. They want it. And I said this last week, the people at USA are going to have to step up and say, hey, enough with the bullshit, WWE. Give us something. If Conor McGregor was to come over, you would have to take him to Raw. You would have to put him with Riddle. You couldn't take him. They would, I guess what Fox is going to be like, oh, that'd be great. We'll help you. We'll help you with the money. Let's go. Let's pay him. But USA needs to do that. Monday Night Raw needs to step up. And the next thing that's really fire, they need to do that on Raw. So I'm going to go from there.
Cena?
NXT.
Even Cena? I mean, if Cena comes back,
yeah.
You're saying Cena on Raw?
Cena needs to take his ass straight to Raw. You don't need to, I mean, like, why would you integrate him with what's going on SmackDown? And they're already fire over there. They're already on fire over there.
I'll just answer this from my standpoint. I don't believe anyone can beat Roman Reigns right now. John Cena is the one of those names where you put him against Roman.
Edge can beat him.
I don't have the same belief in Edge as you do.
Oh, man. I really do think that it's not a foregone conclusion that Edge and Roman Reigns are going to be the guys that are going to be locked at the hip, but I hope, in my heart of hearts, I'm hoping that that's what it is. But let me get to NXT.
Okay.
You know that I'm a fan of MSK. I want to see MSK continue to rise. They faced a buzzsaw and prevailed. And it's funny to me, like, you see the flipping and flying and, you know, double moves and stuff, and then they get beat with them with an inside cradle. It's like beating somebody with a schoolboy, Oklahoma roll or something. I love that stuff, though. I do too, but you don't see it coming.
Well, Mark, as long as it's prefaced by other roll-ups, right? So you're building to that pin, mm-hmm. the false finishes. It's a great story. I don't overdo it, but when done right, my goodness.
I as much as I like everything else that happens, you know, Zoe, man, Zoe Stark is going to be, damn, she good.
That's your girl.
That girl is good.
Adam Cole and O'Reilly, like, man, you can book them every week, and just the same thing as we had with Seth Rollins and Cesaro. You can book, I don't care how many matches they have. You can have a best of 10. I don't know what you want to put out there. Lace them up. Let them go. It's like watching Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. It's like watching Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I don't give a shit how many times you book the guys together. Just book them. Like, that's the same thing I feel about that. I'm not an LA Knight fan. I think that he works hard. I think that he, but when I see him, I see a knockoff of The Rock. The way that deflection in his voice, the way that he, it's like a complete carbon copy of a punch. I just see, it's too similar. It's like you're trying to. I know somebody's got to be able to say, "Hey, man, that sounded very rock-like." Or, why are you throwing your punches like that? Like, I mean, he did everything but spit in the hand and throw a punch. He did everything but the people's elbow.
Now,
it takes away from it. I'm not saying that because we came up together. I'm saying that because it's true. And if anybody else can tell me that they don't see it, then I'm saying you ain't trying to see it.
Isn't pro wrestling, though, Mark, steeped in the history of essentially ripping off heroes of the past, right? So-and-so.
Emulating.
You know, Nature Boy to, not Nature copying. Boy to Nature Boy, right? Superstar Billy Graham into Hogan, right? Well, The Rock is a guy who influenced an entire generation. I get what you're saying. LA Knight does absolutely have the inflection. And he projects in a way like The Rock and a cadence of The Rock. I mean, I understand why you would say that, but I go back to what Bully said. I mean, if you're gonna emulate
the Emperor
anyone.
Of Star Wars, if I talk like this, everyone would know that I am the Emperor. Like, if I'm the Emperor, I'm the Emperor. You fucking know that that's what I'm doing. I'm copying. We finally get to my new home, AEW, and being a shill saying that AEW is the best wrestling that's ever been done all over the planet. And there'll never be nothing that surpasses it. I'm going to start it like this. Cody Rhodes and QT had a hell of a fucking match to start off that show. And it was the first one in front of people. and you can see people. I saw QT at one point. He hit Cody with the strap, and the crowd went, oh, and QT went, whew, like it sent chill through him. It's like he was in church or something. And I went, he feeling it. Yeah, man. I'm telling y'all, there ain't nothing like performing in front of a live audience. And the feel that energy come from them. And I'm so glad that the WWE is about to get back in front of a live crowd, because you're going to see the passion of the wrestlers. NXT, hopefully they'll get in front of like not just the crowd that they've been having, but more people from the Orlando community and the surrounding areas that are going to come there and watch real wrestling. And the same thing with AEW. You get into the show, man. There were so many unbelievable things. I'm just going to stick to the Cliff Notes version, because I've been already talking for 17 minutes. We had a return. Not even a return, because he wasn't. You had a surprise Malakai Black come into pro wrestling at AEW. And, bro, yeah, it shocked the world. If you could have heard that crowd, it would have, you smile for 20 minutes. And I was just like, wow, what a great moment in pro wrestling if you're a wrestling fan and you were watching that. Andrade, listen, Matt Sydal is one of the most underrated high flyer wrestlers in the last 20 years, guys.
I thought it was the perfect pairing for Andrade to have that match with Sydal. I thought it was wonderful.
It was very well put together, but it was even better executed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fast forward some stuff, and people are going to be mad that I didn't mention them. Sorry, tough.
I'll get to them.
You get to the Bucks at the end of that show, and everything that happened with the main event, brother, it was one high. I mean, I'm talking about every second that they were out there, the crowd was, it was like a rock concert. And Eddie Kingston and Pentagon, they serve the fans well. I'm getting the cue. And then you get to SmackDown. SmackDown was great last night. Had a lot of bells and whistles. It was unfortunate that we got to hear that we're going to lose Bayley, which sucked. Really sucked the air out of me. But listen, Roman Reigns is, like I said, he's got gravitational pull. He don't have to have a match ever again until WrestleMania. He can go do what he does all year long, because he's proven he is who he is. And incredible segment. And you get to the end and Edge comes out. And we've been waiting all night. And Edge lets you know that I'm going to do this. And there ain't shit you could do about it. And then he goes out there and does it and runs off the guy that we're sitting here talking about being the greatest guy in the business. Come on, man. Like, it was a hell of a show. But there can only be one.
That's right.
And there can only be one. And last week, it was so tight that I gave the nod to SmackDown. And once again, I'm giving my opinion. The weekly winner goes to AEW. Malakai Black was just moved the needle a little more to me. The match in the middle, Andrade and Matt Sydal, was fire. The opening match, a strap match with Cody Rhodes and QT Marshall, was un-effing believable. And then you go all the way to the end, and you have the Young Bucks come out against Eddie Kingston and Pentagon, and they blow the roof off the place. Guys, I'm not being a shill. I give it to AEW.
If you ain't first, you're last. That's right. AEW getting the nod from the world's strongest man.
How long was that?
Mark Henry.
21. 8 minutes less than last time.
Mark, for my weekly winner. Oh, sorry. You want to say something?
You mentioned MJF and Jericho in the ring together. You know, I left it out. I didn't call it a match, but it was significant, just like Roman Reigns is significant to SmackDown.
Yeah, you know what else you left out on Tuesday night? The best thing going on NXT Hit Row. That coronation for Hit Row and that mini concert. First of all, Top Dollar, your bars are really solid. Probably shouldn't have let Top Dollar go before Swerve, because I thought Dollar actually ran that entire segment. He was the standout, but really, and I said this last week, Mark, the standout is Hit Row. They're standing out on NXT. They're standing out in the entirety of pro wrestling. I mentioned it last week, and I got a little feedback on social media. I'll say it again, and I'll dig in even further. Hit Row reminds me so much of an early Wyatt family, from the standpoint that when I saw them, I knew it worked. I didn't know their backstories yet, but I wanted to know more. They all had a purpose. They all worked their purpose. Optically, they looked like they all worked inside the ring. Different sizes, different shapes, different styles, different characters. Hit Row is fucking money, and I'm going to be saying that until the cows come home.
Yeah, I don't know how they're not going to end up on Raw though.
I know.
I don't see them on NXT much very long.
I'm with you,
because they Raw needs a shot in the arm. And can you imagine them taking that to Raw?
Don't
if
touch
they
it.
Allow
don't
them
you?
To
don't
stay
you dare?
The same.
Yes.
If
yes,
they allow
yes,
them,
yes, yes,
to stay who they are and don't fuck with it, because.
Don't fuck
like
with
you
it,
yep. said, I left it out, and it was unbelievable. And I'm gonna have to send you some of the files. Like, they send me all
do.
Of the raps.
Oh, that'd be great. Like, I'd love to hear,
man,
some of that
stuff. They all of them can rap. Like, it's they really good.
So yes, I will await that as I get excited for the bootleg Hit Row stuff. Just super talented, as I said. Every time they're on the television screen, I'm enamored. To Mark's point, I absolutely want to see them on Monday Night Raw. I don't want to see them messed with one iota. I want them to have complete creative freedom. Let them take that ball and run with it. Let them be a centerpiece of your Monday Night show. I am so with that. And they're meant for the big stage. They're meant for the biggest crowds. They're meant for USA Network on a Monday night. Not to say anything in a slight against NXT. That's not my intent. I just, as Mark said, Raw needs a shot in the arm. NXT definitely does not, because when I look at the rest of that card on Tuesday night at the Great American Bash, MSK taking out Ciampa and Thatcher, match was sick. I'm on the opposite end with you, Mark, with the $1 million champion, LA Knight. I understand why you feel the way you do about him. And if I share, I get it. If I was a Hall of Famer and shared the history with The Rock as you do, I'm sure I would have a completely different view on the business. But my view is my view. And LA Knight with Cameron Grimes as his butler, I am so on board with this. I cannot wait to see what the future has in store for that story. Loved that match. Loved the Women's Tag Team Championship match between Io Shirai and Zoe Stark, Candice LeRae, Indy Hartwell. Thought that was badass. And, of course, the Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly match that we've seen many, many times. But as Mark said, you can book it 100 times. I don't give a shit. I want to see it every single time. Mark, in case there's any question about where I'm going, and it's NXT all day, and I got to be honest, I don't even think it was that close. All due respect to Malakai Black showing up on Wednesday night in AEW Dynamite and the great match with El Idolo, Andrade taking on Seidel in the main event. That was all fine. But from front to back with Hit Row in the middle, the Great American Bash for NXT was not just the best show I saw this week, Mark. It, for my money, one of the best shows that I've seen for the entirety of the year. So, weekly winner for Mark Henry going to AEW Dynamite. weekly winner for myself going to NXT.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.